half number two. Three turnovers already here in half number two. We've played exactly 1 minute.
Yeah.
Not a great start as Drake puts up a three ball. It doesn't go. The rebound volleyballed around, and they're going to get a foul on a kind of a...
I think that's on Anna Schooley.
Boy, that was kind of a touch foul because the ball did not come free.
Yes, it was.
And usually when the ball doesn't come free and you secure it, you don't like to see it called, but that's what happened. And Anna's going to have to sit with four fouls. Coach Klein kind of puts his head in his hands and gets up and gives her a low five. She comes by. As Vaughn tries to force it inside, saved underneath, over to Yenter. Put it up, put it down. Kaylin Yenter has 9 points. On the year, she's averaging 7.5. Here come the Royals, a little give and go. Put it up, Claire Nelson. Claire has a bomb and now a two-point basket, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play.
She's going to have to step in and be that kind of guiding force down to the paint now that Stabluski and Schooley have to be sitting on the bench. She's going to have to kind of take control down low. Same with Lydia.
Pionic comes in for the Cardinals. The free throw is too long, and the Royals now 2-for-8 from the charity stripe. As the Cardinals get the rebound and head away from us here with the basketball, and Casey Vaughn loses it. It's just one of those unforced errors. And jump ball should be Royals basketball. So four turnovers on the Royals here in half number two, three on the Cardinals, 7 turnovers in less than 2 minutes.
That's ridiculous. I mean, I'm not saying that good, bad, and different. That's a ridiculous number.
Kavanaugh with it, hounded by Vaughn. She wants to dribble away from the double team and does. Get it down to Smits, a little bit low on the block, and then comes back out to the free throw line. Bounce it low to Nelson. Nice look back.
Beautiful.
To our left hand. Put it up, Addie Ballard. Good. Addie now with 9 points. Vaughn caught the ball, just took about 3 steps again, and even the fans agreed with us on that one.
Maybe it is starting to become the NBA, right? Ooh. Randy?
Yeah, she's skipped a step in there for sure that time. Get it down low, put up off the glass. No, it could have been a little bit of a body that time, and
yeah.
Played on, and now we got the reach in, and they'll call that one. That'll go against Suzuki. For Maddie, it'll be the freshman's first, team's first. Arts team second, I should say.
It'd be actually, it's Pionic.
That'll be her first, yep. Team second. Smits, a little runner, partially blocked. Rebound to Claire Nelson. Jake Linsky for three. Royals needed that one. Jordan now with 12 points, and the lead is 38-33. Just chipping away are the Royals. With 15-15 to go and half number two, and they double-team Vaughn, and then she tries to get it over to Van Order. Ball is saved by her. Ball comes all the way down into the Royals' end, and now it's going to be tipped out of bounds, they'll say, by the Cardinals.
It's about that time, Randy, where I think we're watching an Oprah show. You get a turnover, you get a turnover, everybody gets a turnover. That's... very, very sloppy offensively, but I also think this is a game where neither team's really showing too much. I mean, sure, Assumption's shooting threes. Pacelli's only attempted one, and I know that they do shoot the ball quite a bit.
Smits gets wrecked on the arm. Ooh. We play it on as the ball rimmed out. And the rebound is secured by Van Order. Dribbles against Jay Glinski, stolen away by Vollert. Hattie runs it down into the corner and then loses the dribble. She gets jumped on top of. They're going to call jump ball. And it'll be possession arrow in favor of the Cardinals.
If that was a fumble, she did a great job diving on it and covering it up and fighting in the scrum and the pile, because that's exactly what that reminded me of.
It was a tough pass over to Vaughn, and she'll go across court to Yenter, right back to Vaughn. Takes it across the timeline with a left-hand dribble. Now switches it back to the right-hand side, goes between the circles, hounded out there by Kavanaugh. Van Order with the catch to the left side, dribbles it between the circles, and to Ilka, back to Vaughn. Vaughn being picked up by Jay Glinski. as we approach the 14-minute mark and a five-point lead for Pacelli. And now Van Order just simply loses the dribble, taken away by Smits. Lydia stops, goes to Vollert, back around. Claire Nelson for three. Boom! Claire with five in the half. Eight in a game. Pacelli wants a timeout. We're going to step out with them. You're listening to Royal Basketball, FHR.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
WIRI Nakusa.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
.47 to go. Pacelli with the basketball. Their lead is down to two, 38-36, as the Royals have really cranked up the defensive intensity here to start half number two. Vaughn with the basketball, top of the wheel, directing the offense. She goes it over to Zdroik, back around to Vaughn. Little jab step from the right side. She jabs it to the left. Now picks up the dribble after she bounces it once. Yenter puts up the shot. No. And Smits with the rebound for Assumption. Royals can tie or take the lead. I believe, Michael, it was 38-26 at one point.
Yes, it was a double-digit lead just not too long ago.
So the Royals with a chance to run off 12 straight. And a little step and runner by Lydia. No. They let him play on as Claire got a little bang there. As Droik with the rebound, dribbles into the double team. She tries to bang her way through it. Goes to Yenter on left side, right back to Zdroik. A couple of twin towers there for the Cardinals. A little runner down the lane. No.
Good.
Rebound battled for. Loose on the plane. Put up the shot. They're going to call a foul on the Royals. Two shots as Zdroik just would not give up that time. She got a couple of offensive rebounds and putbacks.
Ballard.
And for Addy, it'll be her second. Team's third. And the first free throw for Zdroik is no good. That was her first free throw attempt of the night. 8 for 13 now for the Cardinals. Second free throw. That one crawls over the rim and friendly bounce and goes in as Anna Schooley going to come into the ball game with those four fouls. 12:40 to go. Royals trailing it by three. Rolling the dice a little bit here, Coach.
Yeah, just left Las Vegas from the Super Bowl. I'm not saying the Super Bowl. It kind of feels like it a little bit before the game started with all the hype. But play a little.
Claire Nelson, beautiful assist to Schooley, who puts it in off the glass. Anna now with 7 points. Assumption only trailing it by one. Now Suzuki down the lane. No. Pionic with a rebound. Has it stripped away out of bounds. And they'll say last touch by Assumption as Addie Ballert was in there battling. 12:25 remaining in the ball game. 39-38. Pacelli by one. Inbounds by Vaughn. Goes out to Ilka. Again, she took steps. Walk. Yep, they got her that time. What we talked about moments ago with the college and NBA, that would not be called, but
right.
In high school, they don't give them that extra step.
And personally, I like it that they're calling that. I had a conversation with a gentleman in Port Edwards the other night. It's like, I can't watch it college or NBA more because it's not basketball.
They do bang, don't they? My goodness.
Yeah.
So the Royals, Lydia Smits down low to Claire Nelson. Left hand off the glass. Oh. No. Rebound to Schooley. She'll put up the right-hand jumper. No. And the board is secured by Pionic. 39-38, exactly 12 minutes to go as Droich takes it across the timeline. She's being hounded there by Vollert. Handed off to Ilka. Back over to Droich, and the pass is just too high and grabbed by the Royals. Turnover number 25 is what I've got on the turn. To get that many numbers, it's hard. And now they get a hold, and of course that time Hannah takes it all the way to basket and scores, and they call the hold.
Well, that's one that I even got nervous on, too, because that's how you get a charge.
Right? Foul's going to go against Ilka. It'll be the second on the junior, third on the team. Jake Linsky will trigger the inbound for the Royals. They rotate the arc. Get it back to Jake Linsky on the left wing. Ilka picks her up, will not allow her the chance to take the three ball. Smits. Over to Ari Cavanaugh. Back to Claire Nelson. Left side. Ball in the hands of Smits. Royals about as patient of an offensive set as we've had tonight. Skula gets tripped, and it's going to go, I think, on Pionic.
That's a good way to roll an ankle there, because it looked like she stepped on her foot, actually. And we've seen some pretty bad things happen over the years to that.
Freshman Pionic picks up her second personal. And that is team foul number four. Claire Nelson to run the box out of bounds play. They get it to Schooley. Turn around, jumper, good.
There you go.
And the Royals have the lead. 40-39. 13-1 run to start the second half here, basically, for the Royals.
Game of runs, Randy.
We are under 11 minutes to go. Droich, spin move inside, kick it back out to Ilka. Rotate the arc. Left side, that's Vaughn. Back around to Ilka. Dump it down inside. Pionic. Hoop and the harm.
Yep, could be against Nelson. A little too physical down there by Claire, and she gets whistled for it.
So the lead goes back to the Cardinals as Pionic picks up her second basket to go along with two free throws. Claire gets her second foul as Jake Linsky comes in and replaces Lydia Smits. Pionic, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe so far. Trying to make the old-fashioned three-point play. Ball's in the air, and it's off the back of the back rim and backboard, no good. And Schooley with the rebound for the Royals, who trail it by one but have possession of the ball. Cavanaugh, hand off to Vollert. Just dribbles right by the defender, but you can't get it to go. And on the rebounds, Droich pulls it away from Vollert, throws it into the forecourt. Run down there by Ilka, and the Cardinals going to reload it. Jumper, Suzuki, book it. Another freshman. She now has 7 points. Lead back up to 3 for Pacelli. And a little spin move, jumper off the bracket, no. And Ilka with the rebound for the Cardinals. Droich hurries it across the timeline, up the left side, past the scorer's table, slams on the brakes, leaves it into the hands of Vaughn. Vaughn ball above her head to Suzuki. Nice look underneath, but passed up that time by Ilka. Gives up a little height down low. And we're going to have a walk called on the Cardinal. So Coach Klein walks down to the bench to find out how many timeouts he's got left. And see if he wants to use one here. Nope. Decides against it. Walks back to the bench. And referee walked over to see if he wanted it. Said, nope, we're going to save it. So the Royals down by 3, 9:40 to go, with possession of the basketball in the hands of Addie Vollert. She walks it across the 10-second stripe. Goes left side, Jake Linsky, goes over for a handoff. Claire Nelson now triple-teamed on the left elbow. Back out to Vollert, three ball on the way. Oh, ooh. I thought it was good. And on the rebound, going to get a foul. That's going to be called. I think that's going to go.
32, that's on Anna.
Oh, my.
That's disappointing. She's frustrated with it.
Her night is done with 9 points. And there's 9:25 still to go here from Assumption, with the Royals trailing it by 3.
That short bench just got shorter.
You want a little bit of a light at the end of the tunnel if you're a Royal fan. They did make a little bit of a spurt with her on the bench earlier, but she's a big part of this team, and you know that's what they're going to do is attack down low as they lob it to Pionik, and she puts it up off the glass and in. Lob it inside to Lydia. Smits puts it up, has it partially blocked, gets her own ball back. Right side, Ari Kavanaugh for three. That's short. Rozdroik with the rebound as it hits the floor, and she takes it up ahead on the fly. Left-hand side, going up, and no good. She's going to shoot two. And the foul is going to be called against.
That'd be Vollert.
Number four on Addy. Is that right?
Three.
Third on Addy, thank you.
Yeah, when it's like that 3-4-4-3, it's kind of
confusing,
messes me up.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we have score sheets, right? But that's no guarantee that's right.
Vaughn's free throw's up and good. And what was once a 40-39 lead, suddenly seven straight points by the Cardinals and eight. It's a little 8-0 run. You talked about that a moment ago, game of runs. 47-40. Cardinals weathering the storm, and now a timeout going to be
30
taken.
30-second.
Gives us a chance to do a little business here as Michael, tell us a little bit about Econ.
Yeah, we want to say a special thank you to Econ Electric for being a sponsor for high school sports. Econ Electric has been providing industrial, commercial, and residential electrical contracting services throughout the state of Wisconsin since 1970. Long time, isn't it, Randy?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, for me, because it was about 18 years before I was born. So, but that's neither here nor there. But either way, WIRI sincerely appreciates, not apologizes, but appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. And, you know, with that playoff run starting coming up here next week, give Pam in the office a call. I'm sure she'd love to talk to you, and you can be part of the playoff run, and we'll go from there after that.
Bucks also on our sister station tonight, trailing in the third quarter, 69-54 to the Heat. So they're struggling a little bit.
I smelled something burning.
And there's a steal. That's Zdroik to Vaughn streaking up the left side. That could be the Heat you could feel as well as she's streaked up the left-hand side and put it off the glass and in. And now it's a 10-0 run by the Cardinals, leading at 49-40. Vollert, three ball, right wing. That thing hits the rim three times. It doesn't go. Kavanaugh fought for the rebound, but Zdroik just a little bit too much height there. And once again, Vaughn gets those
walk.
Feet shuffling. And turnover number 27 unofficially on the Cardinals now. 8:04 to go. As Suzuki takes a seat, gets replaced by Yenter. A couple of pounds, and we're down to 8 minutes to go. Kavanaugh handed off to Vollert. They're looking to run a backdoor lob, but Pionik, good job of covering that. There's a backdoor look to Claire Nelson, and she's going to get a couple of free throws as Droit gets whistled for the foul.
Her third
for the freshman. See what Claire can do from the free throw line. Right now she is 0-for-1, but she's going to shoot two here. Try to stop this 10-0 run. Free throw on the way and no good. Continue to struggle to the Royals from the free throw line. Now 2-for-9 from the charity stripe. See what Claire can do on the second free throw. Gives it a little spin and knocks it in. Royals at 30% at the charity stripe.
That's tough. That's tough luck there.
Yeah, it's down by 8, and 7 of them are at the free throw line right there, right?
Yep.
There's a lob underneath. Van Order put it up, runs out of the rim and doesn't go. And Vollert with the rebound for the Royals. Jay Glinski in the forecourt, left wing, back to Vollert. Stops her dribble. Good defense that time by Vaughn. And top to Smits, looking for a backdoor lob to Claire Nelson. Got to watch it. She's in that lane a long time. And I'm going to say travel by Vollert. And for Addy and the Royals, that's turnover number 18.
Yeah, the Uber got to her on that time.
7:15 still to go. 49-41. Pacelli looking to stay at one loss on the season, as are the Royals. 42-2 are these two teams combined. Van Order, bounce it right side to Yenter. She lobs it back underneath to Van Order with the left hand and hits it. And Jay Glinsky is going to be whistled for the foul. And for Ella, that's going to be double digits now in scoring. And for Jordan, that'll be personal foul number 3, team foul number 7.
Yes, sir.
Free throws the final 7 minutes of the ball game for the Cardinals. Van Order's free throw on the way, wide left. Claire Nelson with the rebound for Assumption. Back down by 10 after they had just taken the lead at about the 10-minute mark. It's been all Cardinals in the last 3.5 or so. Royals into the front court with the ball. Jay Glinsky going to let a 3-ball fly. That's wide right. And the rebound is pulled down for the Cardinals by Cashin and stolen away by Jay Glinsky. Tries a reverse layup. It doesn't go.
Awesome move, though. That was cool, man.
And then when she missed the shot and the rebound was secured by Van Order, she went around and reached around, and Jordan just picked up her 4th personal, and we'll take the walk all the way to the other end as me a couple of possibly a couple of free throws. It's still a 1-1 for the Cardinals.
Quick update here. End of the second period. Wisconsin Rapids up 5-1 over the Tigers of Marshfield. So it looks like they're going to advance. I would assume this third period will be good. And they will take on arch rival Stevens Point for the regional final come up Friday or Saturday. I'd have to double check.
And it's at Spash, too, of course.
Yeah, the old KB Willett.
Fun place to broadcast from, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's fun to watch a game there, especially when you're in the pep band of the student section at UWSB.
Free throw's no good, and the rebound to the Royals hurry it into the front court, and we're going to push from behind. That could be on Van Order.
That last free throw, Randy, I was double-checking the score. What was that there?
No good.
Oh, yeah, who shot it?
Their team.
Thanks a lot, Randy.
Van Order. Was the first foul also on Van Order, and now ball gets poked away from the Royals, and there go the Cardinals the other way. Van Order to Vaughn, 6 minutes to go, 10-point lead for Pacelli. Cashin, Van Order rolls it out.
Nice
Vaughn
back.
Catches the rebound in the midair and just puts it back up while hanging in midair. And puts it off the glass and in. The 5-5 senior league. A lot of hang time there. A
bang, bang play right there. Heads up for the Pacelli squad.
Claire Nelson, top of the wheel. Straight away, 3-ball. Wide right. Rebound secured by Yenter. Vaughn. Race across the 10-second line. Back to Yenter. And then has it stolen away by Addie Vollert. Addie's not going to stop. She'll get it over to Jay Glinsky. And then they'll say it went off of Jordan. Coach Klein pops off the bench. Didn't agree with that call, but didn't say a whole lot as he heads back and starts calling defense 25. Van Order runs into Smits, puts it up off the glass and in. That was a tough little shot that time for Ella. And it's 55-41. Here come the Royals. Vollert goes to the corner. Kavanaugh with it, ball above her head as it tipped. And we're going to get a push from behind. I think that push from behind is going to go against Vaughn.
Yeah, that would have to be who it would be against.
Yep.
Absolutely nothing to take away from Pacelli. They played a very good game. They've dominated down low when the Royals had foul trouble, really. They're doing a great job. But at the same time, if Assumption was at full strength, how does this game look?
First free throw on the way and good. Yeah, you know, again, tough game last night against Aquinas, ranked number 7 in Division 3. Good squad there. And come back and you play, and that's one of the things we were talking about. Would they wear down here, the Royals, in the second half, being shorthanded and then getting in foul trouble?
Right, yeah, that's the question. That's
Pionic into the front court for the Cardinals. 55-43, they lead by 12. Backdoor cut over to Pionic. Put it up and in. Maddie Pionic has 6 points in the second half, 10 now, as she reaches double digits for the Cardinals. And Interior pass by Jay Galinsky is poked free, picked up by Vollert. And then we're going to get a bump out on the drive to the basket. Might be on Cashin. There were a couple of people poking in there. And one of them was Milena Cashin, and they're going to call the junior for the foul. First on her.
And we are five matches into that Holman Wisconsin Rapids duel to go to state. And Rapids is up 21-6.
Let's start for the Raiders. And Coach Scott Bennett's his squad. First free throw on the way and good for Vollert. She's hit three straight. That means she'll probably miss this one after I said that. No! Didn't even get the announcer's curse that time. 57-45 within 12.
We can't have any fun.
No. Oh, almost a steal that time by Vollert. They're going to say she got her on the arm and she tried to take it away, and that's going to be number four on Addie. And Vaughn goes to the free throw line, and she is a perfect 4-for-4, and this will be the last of the 1-and-1 variety free throws.
Tough night.
And the free throw is no good. The rebound secured by Claire Nelson.
Hey, you did it that time.
Yeah. And if you're a Royal fan, you did it the right way. Jay Linsky could use this three right here. No. The rebound banging off the head of Smiths goes out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by Pionik. I don't think the Cardinal fans agree with that call. I liked it.
I thought it was a good call.
We had a great view of it, and it looked great to me. I think the fans from Pichelli were a long way away, and they didn't see the hand on this end of the court
They had to see this. They had to, with all due respect, they had to see through the scoring table and the assumption bench, and then the official, and then a couple players there. We had it wide open, like the Grand Canyon. That was the right call.
There's a backdoor lob.
Nice.
They get it to Kavanaugh. Catch and finish. Ari gets her first 2 points tonight. 57-47. Cardinals break the barrier. Lob it ahead to the hands of Zdroik. Nice look over to Yenter. Free throw line jumper. Good.
There you go.
Yenter has 11 points. And the lead is 12. 59-47. 3.5 minutes to go. And Vollert dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. Turnover number 20 on Assumption. Full court pressure, a little diamond pressure this time by the Royals. And wow, Vollert gets rocked. Knocked to the floor, and they're going to call her for the block. And she took the brunt of that.
I think that's all she wrote for Vollert. And the incoming number 22 for the Royals, which is Madison Moss, freshman.
Goes about 5'5 as well.
Yeah, looks about that. No heights put on the roster for JV for the Royals.
Free throw for Yenter is no good. She's now 1-for-3 from the free throw line, but it is a double bonus. And timeout can be taken by Coach Klein. He wants a 30. Let's do the same. Back with more from Assumption right after this.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
Super bonus, so she'll get the second. Rose have done a nice job on her tonight. She's averaging 18.6 points per ball game. Right now she has 5. Right now she still has 5 as she misses the second free throw. However, nobody blocked out Yenter that time, and she puts it up and in. Coach Klein not happy with a non-box out there. And they're going to call a travel that time on the Royals. Kylie Carroll checked in during that timeout. Caught the pass, and they said she shuffled the pivot foot a little bit. 61-47. 3:10 to go. Zdroik into the forecourt as she crosses over the dribble. Leave it for Vaughn on the right wing. Vaughn will dribble it with left hand all the way to the left wing and now goes around back to the other side of the court. That's Ilka with it. Wonder if the Cardinals talked about taking a little time off the clock here during that timeout.
You think
about,
so.
About the longest we've seen them with an offensive possession thus far tonight. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Smeglik as she had saw her player trapped in the far side of the court. Gives us a chance to do another 30. Back with more after this. Maybe we'll keep it right here.
Yeah.
As the Royals find themselves down 14. As the final seconds tick off this 30-second timeout. 61-47. 2:43 to go here. Royals will be back in action on Thursday as they'll head up the road a little north of Marshfield and take on the Tigers of Stratford, who they defeated earlier in the year. And then it's playoff time next week, a week from tonight, as they'll be here hosting the Blackhawks of Port Edwards.
Yeah, that Stratford game, that's no gimme either. You know, Stratford's a decent team. And if Sumption's still banged up, short bench, foul trouble again, they could drop that one as well.
Well, we're going to get a foul on the putback that time by Pionik. And they're going to call it on Kavanaugh. Second on Ari. And for Madeline, she is 2 for 3 from the free throw line. And has 2 up and coming. And the first one splashes down. 11 points now for Pionik. 62-47. Second free throw on the way. That one's short. With the long arms of Yenter, gets the rebound. Back over to Pionik, put it up and in. 64-47. Again, much more impressed in person with these Cardinals than I was on videotape. That's for sure. They've been playing really good defense tonight.
Absolutely.
Jaglinski loses the dribble. Turnover on the Royals. Cardinals going the other way. Vaughn has it on the left wing. And just going to be a little patient with it. Dribbles it to the right side, looking for a backdoor cut. Not there. Pionik comes back out. Zdroik behind the arc. Jaglinski on her as she picks up the dribble. Nice backdoor cut. Put it up and in. My goodness. What a tough shot for Yenter. She is having herself a night.
Smits on the foul.
For Lydia, that's going to be number 2. As for the Royals, Madison Moss, the freshman, comes in replacing Lydia. Free throw on the way for Yenter is good. And it's 67-47. Hard to believe that the Royals about 8 minutes ago were winning this ballgame.
Yeah.
Winning it by 20. Three ball on the way for Jaglinski. No, she hustles after the rebound. It's a battle for between the top of the key and the half court circle, jump circle, and they'll call jump ball. Possession arrow for Assumption. 100 ticks to go. Will's going to lose their second game of the season. Back-to-back losses now. As they will head off to Stratford on Thursday. And for the Cardinals, they'll improve to 22-1 on the season. A great first-year campaign for Coach Smeglik, huh?
Yeah. This was a one-year trial. I think she passed it.
She could be coaching the defense for the Packers.
Could be.
You know, that was the bad part of losing Joe Barry. They could have used him at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Could have got a little more scoring, maybe.
Yeah.
1 minute exactly to go here from Assumption. The Royals trailing it by 20 as the Cardinals now running a little weave on top, trying to run a little bit of clock. Vaughn with it up there. Backdoor look to Ilk. Ilka will pass it over to Pionik. Back around to Vaughn. Dribble it down the paint. Kicks it out on the left side. Ilka thought about it, thought better of it. Cross-court pass over right side. Little jab step, dumped down to Zdroik. Again, just running some clock with 40 ticks to go. I'm about to say, I hope they don't fall anymore, but by the time you say that, it happens. Nice look inside, catch and finish for Pionic. And with 25 seconds to go, it's 69-47.
Oh, big turnover there for the Royals. No one was home.
Picked up by Yenter for Devon. She could have went right to the basket. There's nobody between her and the hoop, but with 10 ticks to go, she just kind of held it and pulled back out. Kind of a classy move that time by Vaughn. As the gun is going to sound, and the Pacelli Cardinals are going to win it, going away by the final of 69-47. Michael and I got a lot of numbers to add up. We're going to do all of that. While you give a listen to this, you're listening to Assumption Royal Basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're tired of juggling work schedules, soccer practice, and grocery runs all on one set of wheels, take a look at a great new or pre-owned vehicle from Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids. The team at Johnson & Sons understands the needs of busy families like yours and for the first-time car buyer. Low down payments, flexible financing, and top-notch service. They've got it all. They're family-owned, so they'll put your family first. Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, 1910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and online at johnsonsons.com.
It's high school sports season. You don't want to miss cheering on your favorite athletes during this exciting time of the year. Our Wisconsin Rapids Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Visit their website to find out about fun local events, great places to stay, and excellent restaurants. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com or call 715-422-4650.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
Well, a successful senior night for the Pacelli Cardinals here at Assumption High School as they win it by the final of 69-47. The Royals trailed it by 8, 34-26, actually took a one-point lead at about the 10-minute mark, but then Pacelli really just turned up the defense, and Royals got themselves into deeper foul trouble as they ended up losing Schooley and Vollert in the ball game, and it was just a little bit too much to overcome. Yeah. Cardinals outscored the Royals 35-21. That's like a football score in half number two, and win it by the final of 69-47. As we take a look at some of the individual and team statistics, four players in double digits for the Cardinals here tonight, which they did a nice job of spreading around the wealth. And the funny part is their leading scorer was not one of the four.
No.
So a lot of balance there for the Cardinals. They were led in scoring by Caitlin Yenter. 5'9 junior finishes with 16 points. 15 after that for Madeline Pionic off the bench. 12 apiece for Casey Vaughn and Ella Van Order. And a couple of people in single digits for the Cardinals. Haley Suzuki had 7, 5 for Jalen Zdroik, and 2 for Katie Ilka. 13 for 25 from the free throw line, so they cooled off a little bit in half number two from the charity stripe. 52% and unofficially turning it over 30-some-odd times. For the Assumption Royals, they had two players finishing double digits tonight. Addie Vollert with 13, Jordan Jaglinski with 12. Almost in double digits, Claire Nelson and Anna Schooley with 9 points apiece. And two each off the bench for Ari Cavanaugh. And I should say not off the bench, but one of the starters, Lydia Smits, off usually before the injuries, was coming off the bench. And 7 for 14 from the free throw line, 50%, turning it over 22 times. Michael?
What can you say? You know, it's the if. My great-grandfather had a saying that I can't say on the radio about ifs, but, you know, here I go again. But if Assumption's healthy, they have a couple they're in foul trouble because they're not healthy, playing different players in different spots, asking them to maybe do more than they're comfortable with. But the next player has to step up and be accountable for it. I get how it all goes. But ultimately, at the end of the day, they just didn't get the job done, dropped their second straight. But there's no shame in that. It's two very good teams that they've lost to. Just unfortunate they couldn't get the win tonight. But congratulations, Pacelli. They got the win. That's all that matters. And you look at a schedule, they got a W. Assumption got an L. And doesn't, even though it does matter for people like us, Randy, of how that W or L happens, doesn't matter to the casual observer. Oh, they just beat them.
21-2 now for the Royals on the season. And their conference are going to try to end up with a perfect conference record. That's not going to be any easy task either as they head up to Stratford on Thursday. But as of now, 15-0 in the Merriwood South. For the Pacelli Cardinals, they improved to 22-1. A nice ball club there tonight and this season for Allison Smaglik in her first year. 11-0 in the CWC South, and they'll try to make it a perfect season as well as they host Wild Rose on Thursday night. So JV's lose for the Royals tonight, 48-38. Cardinals make it a clean sweep, 69-47 here from Assumption. I think that's going to wrap things up. Great big thank you to all of our sponsors who allowed us to bring you this. And hope to have a little bit of Lincoln boys basketball for you on Friday. No, excuse me, Port and Pittsville on Friday
yes,
night.
Yes, sir. Going to make the trip down south, way down south to Port Edwards.
All the way down to Port Edwards. And Mike will have that call for you on Friday night. And, of course, we've already had victory for Wisconsin Rapids when it comes to wrestling. They're leading their second match as well.
Oh, they're winning by quite a bit.
Looks like they're headed to state. And the hockey squad still on top in against Marshfield at the Southwood County Rec Center.
Yep, about 5 minutes left, up 5-1. And then with 6 matches left, Rapids holding a 27-3 lead. If they don't give up a lot of team points in those matches, and if they lose just to decisions, I'm liking their chance of getting back to Madison.
Could be three W's for Lincoln tonight. And
awesome.
That'd be a nice evening for the Lincoln Red Raiders. So that's going to wrap things up here from Assumption High School. Once again, great big thank you to all of our sponsors. Seth Habiger back at our studio is always doing a great job engineering our broadcast. This is for Michael Comer and Coach Klein, Randy Paul, saying so long, everybody, as you've been listening to Royal Basketball here, FM 105.5 WIRI.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road in Rapids. That's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time. A proud supporter of high school athletics.
Paper City Savings realizes the way we do banking is different for everyone, and that's why we provide the best of both worlds. We offer face-to-face personal customer service along with the latest in technology. Providing our customers with convenient banking to fit their lifestyle is important to us. You want the best of both worlds in banking? Look no further than Paper City Savings. Paper City Savings, a proud sponsor of area high school sports, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Paper City Savings, WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so we can bring these games to our audience. Call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Country Legends 24/7.
Somebody asked me, you know, what radio meant to me and how supportive they were all the years and stuff, and they certainly have been. And it was unwound, and I was going around meeting radio and taking this record around and trying to get it played. And I was, we walked in KKYX and Jerry King was on the air and said, "Hey, would you play this record?" He goes, "Sure." I said, "Well, wait, let me run out to the car and turn the radio on because I want to hear it on the radio." And so he did, and you know, that's where it all started for me.
Central Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Well, I've been kicked out of my near every bar around. I've been locked up for driving 120 through town. Well, I've been shot at and cut with a knife for messing around with another man's wife.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys.
I threw my boss out a window and got fired from my last job. Hotwired a city truck and turned it over in the mayor's yard. Well, I beat my brother-in-law half to death. I lost 20 bucks on his football bet.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. And good old boys is all we'll ever be.
I got an alimony payment that's 6 weeks overdue. I got caught with a trunk full of bootleg out-of-state booze. I hocked my wife's diamond ring last June. Bought me an outboard Evan Rude.
But other than that, we ain't nothing, just good old boys. Good old boys, we're all the same. Ain't no way we'll ever change. Mean no harm by the things we do, all the trouble that we get into. Other than a wild hair once in a while, we can't help it, it's just our style. Good old boys is all we'll ever be.
Too long ago, you didn't care.
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
You're all alone at a party. You want to dance with somebody, but you ain't got a clue how to ask. You and your girl had a fight, and now she's saying goodbye. She ran upstairs and packed her bags. It could be raining on your perfect vacation. You could be stressed about your work situation. Ain't gotta listen to me, but all I'm saying, ain't nothing that a beer can't fix. Ain't no pain it can't wash away. It's hot and all that you're getting is a little nibble here and there. You're sitting watching your team losing that championship ring, and you're feeling like life ain't fair.